This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al Guest.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, Lula.
I heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Gonna pack my cows in a whistle. Blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red robin starts bobbing along, along. There'll be no more stopping when he stops robbing his own. Sweet song, oh, wake up. You sleepyhead, get up. Get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love. I'll be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again. Singing a song. When the red robin starts bobbing along. When the red robin starts bobbing along. Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural you want to go to war. That's just the best of band, what else? Honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, you know the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. Just a band, what else? Oh, honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band.
While you were singing, you know what I was thinking?
I can't be sure, Ken, so you'd better whisper it to me.
I thought you sang very well.
Well, let's not keep that sort of thing a secret. Speak up, son, speak up.
Well, all right, I said I thought you sang very well.
Thank you.
And furthermore, Al, I think people enjoy you even more on television.
Well, thank you, Ken. I'm looking forward to television. Oh. Just last night, you know, I was watching NBC's new television station, KNBA.
That's all?
Oh, Kenneth, it's wonderful. Now you only, not only rather, can hear, but you can see the programs leaving NBC.
Al, tell me, why didn't you get an offer to leave the network?
Ken, I did get an offer to leave NBC, but I resented it.
Why?
The offer came from NBC.
Oh, no, no, that's not true, Al. I happen to know that everybody wants to see you on television.
Yes, that's what television needs. Old faces.
Faster and quicker getting to the microphone. Listen.
I was blocked by a Green Bay announcer.
Oscar, please, no comments about television. I'll bet you don't even have a set.
I've got a television set. The only trouble is it has double vision.
What do you mean, double vision?
I get two shows at the same time.
Really?
Why, the other night I tuned in and Bob Hope was scrubbing Luella Parsons' back.
There must be something wrong with your sex. I saw that program. He was scrubbing Hetty Hopper's back.
Hetty Hopper, eh? Mm-hmm.
You're going to both a club, you know.
Yeah. Well, frankly, Al, I can't watch a program very long.
What?
It takes my mind off myself.
But, Oscar, you must admit that there are some wonderful things in television. For instance, take the little cigarette commercial. Where all the cigarettes pop out of the package, jump up and down, do flip-flops, and turn cartwheels. Don't you think that's clever?
No, I like a cigarette that'll stand still long enough for me to light it. But I realize that television is marvelous, Al. Just think. A man can be doing something in one place, and 1,000 miles away a person can be watching it.
No, that's nothing, Oscar, nothing. My wife could watch me 1,000 miles away, rather, even before they had television, you know.
How'd she do that?
Pinkerton Detective Agency.
As a matter of fact, television is going to be a cinch for everybody. It's going to create a demand for men who have talent,
mm-hmm.
a warm personality, good looks, smooth complexion, wavy hair. Oh, thank heavens I have all of that.
Oscar, you don't happen to be the poor girl's Ali Khan. Now, look. How about pretending this is television? The lights are focused on you. The cameras are rolling. The entire country's watching you play Rachmaninoff the Variation, the thing you forgot to play last week. Well, Oscar, come on. Why don't you start?
I'm nervous. There's a musician in Philadelphia looking over my shoulder.
No. Forget television, Oscar. Just forget it and play. Folks, I'm sure you've all heard that line from the song Home Sweet Home that says, "Be ever so humble, there's no place like home." Here's another song that conveys the same feeling of peace and contentment. In our house, we greet the morning sun. In our house,
We have our share of fun. Look in and you'll know why. The hours seem to fly until the day is done. In our house, we have some friends drop in. In our house, we play a little gym. While someone on the floor you should have met before looks up with his big grin. And in the quiet of the night, a heart may shed a tear or two. In time, it turns out quite all right. We know our dreams can all come true. In our house, the joys that we know of, for all these, we thank him up above, and go our little way, and fill the fleeting days with the one we love in our house.
In our house, the joy that we love, for all things we thank him up above.
We go our little way, and fill the fleeting days with the one we love in our
I wasn't going to mention it, but I think I'd better. I'm a little irked because I invited you to dinner and you didn't show up last night.
I showed up, but I couldn't get near the house. You have two ferocious police dogs, and they kept digging for bones in my leg.
Well, that reminds me, I'd better put on two more dogs. Some of the guests have been getting through.
That's a fine way to be a host.
Well, I'm sorry about it. I was going to make up for it. I'm inviting you to dinner.
Gee, that's wonderful. But don't dinner parties cost a lot of money?
Money doesn't mean anything to me.
The foregoing statement by Mr. Jolson is not the opinion of Mr. Jolson when he's in his right mind.
The way you talk, anybody would think I was cheap like Jack Benny. But go sit down because I have to practice a song I'm going to do at the party.
I bet you didn't think I was even going to sing at my own party.
I'll take that bet and raise you 30 songs.
In my musical bookmaker, Olu Bring.
Yeah.
How about I can't give you anything but love, baby?
Would you just assume give it to me in cash?
Okay, wise guy, how about Caroline in the Morning? Go spiel around with that one. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories wind around the door, whispering pretty stories, I love to hear once more. Rolling with my girlie where the dew is early, early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lead lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Yeah, Al, while you were singing, I came to a little decision. I'm not going to your party.
Oscar, you'll hurt me if you don't come to the party. Besides, I need a piano player.
Okay, Al, I'll play the piano for you. It'll cost you $3,000.
Oscar, you asked me for $3,000? I wouldn't charge you anything to sing in your house.
If you were invited to my house, you wouldn't be asked to sing.
Why not?
We're Frankie Lane fans.
Oscar, I'll tell you what I'll pay you for. I'm going to need some extra servants at the party. How would you like to be the butler?
Me, a butler? You have a lot of nerve asking me, Oscar Levant, to be a butler. How much does it pay?
Forget about it, Oscar. I don't need you the butler, and I don't need you the piano player. I've got a whole orchestra. Fellas, you want to come to my party?
No!
They're so frustrated from the invitation, they don't know what they're saying. Go ahead, boys, and play. And let's make it Lucky in the Rain from Mike Todd's Broadway hit, As Girls Go.
I got lucky in the rain one day when I had nothing to do for an hour. I walked around in a shower, and I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song. Next moment you came along. Then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be? Things like this you can't explain. I only know that I met the love of my life when I got lucky. Life begins when somebody's eyes look into your own, and life begins when you've got your gal all alone. From morning until twilight, I don't know I'm alive. But I know love begins at 8:45. The stars are gonna twinkle and shine. This evening, about a quarter to nine, my loving arms are gonna tenderly twine. Around you, around a quarter to nine, I know I won't be late. Call that half past eight. I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine, mine on mine. This evening, about a quarter to nine.
I beg your pardon. I'm looking for Mr. Alfred Joslin.
Just a moment. If you mean Al Jolson, you found him.
Oh, dear, I hope this isn't finders keepers.
Say, you're not out for treat, sir.
I believe you sent for me, Mr. Joplin.
Not Joplin. Dolphin, go ahead. Yes.
You said you had some sort of proposition.
Yes, Preacher.
Preacher's the name.
You read yours right, I'll read mine right. I've seen your appearances as a butler in the movies, and I thought I could use you.
Oh, that makes me extremely happy, Mr. Paulson. Will you pardon me while I chortle with glee? Oh, oh.
It touches me to see a man so happy, you know.
Well, you know, I can't help it, sir. I was hoping you would call me for the second Jolson picture.
Second Jolson picture? Yes. Why?
I'll give your life story the one thing it's lacking.
What's that?
Class.
Also, I don't like to disappoint you, but I didn't call you to work on my picture. I'm starting to do a lot of entertaining. I heard it was deductible.
Oh.
Now, what I really need now is a good butler.
Mr. Jessel.
Anything but that. Call me Jackson again.
Whatever made you think that I'd be a butler for you? I don't do that sort of thing.
What do you mean you don't? I've seen you play the butler in dozens of pictures.
Oh, I'm a butler on the screen, but in real life I'm not.
No?
After all, you sing on the screen. But in real life, you, what do you do?
This boy's an Oscar Levant with plum pudding in his mouth. Now look, Preacher, do you want to be my butler or not?
I don't know, sir. This would be the first time I was a gentleman's gentleman when the gentleman wasn't a gentleman.
Now, look, let's not beat around the bush, Preacher. If you want the job, just say so. Say so.
Oh, very well, sir. I'll take it. I have to keep working to take care of my twin brother.
Twin brother? I've done a lot of shows with him, pictures. I didn't know you had a twin brother.
Oh, yes. When we walked down the street in London, people would ask, which one has the Anthony?
Ho, ho. Yes. Then, Yeah, right off the boat. Take it back. Well, anyway. Then you two must have been identical twins, you know.
Oh, not exactly. You see, he was born at 3:30.
3:30?
And I was born at 4:30.
Well, how come you weren't born until 4:30?
Well, in England, at 4 o'clock, everything stops for tea.
That probably explains for the bags under your eyes. Well, tell me, Arthur, are you ready to go to work?
Yes. But first, it's a little matter of money.
Money?
Yes.
Well, remember what Shakespeare said? He who steals my purse steals trash.
Well, I'd like 1 month's trash in advance.
Arthur, let's call it a deal. You're now my butler.
All right, sir. Now, the first thing I'll have to do is put a sign on your kitchen door.
Yeah?
English spoken here.
Never mind that. Now, just to get an idea how this works, let's suppose that I'm at home getting ready for dinner.
Yeah.
And my guest is going to be a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Preacher, go on from there.
Very well, sir. Sir, I've laid out your coat, your shirt, and your knee pads.
Knee pads? What do I want with knee pads?
Well, before the evening's over, you're bound to propose.
Well, it's more fun than charades, but Preacher, take good care of my clothes and be sure they're right in style with Esquire.
Oh, do you read Esquire, sir?
Rather. I read the magazine from uncover to uncover. Preacher, I'll finish dressing by myself. I'm getting to talk like him.
Yes.
Just to be sure that you serve something special for dinner and...
Oh, I will, sir, I will. I personally supervise making the chef's salad. It's my own recipe.
Really? What do you use in a chef's salad?
3 small chefs.
I'll have to acquire a taste for that. Now, let's get this out, Arthur. Let's pretend my date has arrived. Now, we need a young lady. Let's see. Oh, Oscar. Oscar Levant.
What is it, Al?
Listen, Oscar, we're rehearsing for a little dinner party, and we need someone to play the part of a young lady. How about it?
Me? Play a young lady?
Well, we're just pretending.
Well, okay, Al. But just a minute. Children, if you're listening, Daddy's only fooling.
All right, Oscar. You're my girlfriend, arriving for dinner. Now, you just knocked on the door, and my butler answers.
Good evening, miss.
Good evening. Mr. Dawson's expecting me for dinner.
Do you have a charge account or do you wish to pay cash?
Please announce me to Mr. Dawson.
Mr. Dawson is a young man to see you.
Teacher, supposed to be a young lady. And to use your imagination.
Of course, sir, but this would be straining it.
Oh, hello, Alphonse.
Dear, what are you giggling about?
I got the giggle.
Anyway, are you bashful?
No, I haven't been a girl very long.
Teacher, you're the butler. Now, what do you do when a young lady like this comes to the house?
I send her to the YMCA.
You're no help, Peter. Now, come on, honey. Let you and I sit down in the love seat. If you close your little eyes and put out your finger, I'll slip something on it.
No. The last time you asked me to close my eyes and hold out my finger, I ended up wearing a bagel.
Well, darling, no one can wear bagels like you.
Sir, is there anything you'd like before dinner?
Yes, please. It's a bit chilly. Bring in my muffler, and we'll also have a spot of tea.
Your muffler is at the cleaner, sir.
Why?
A spot of tea.
Oh! What's the matter, Teresa? Don't you like being my butler?
Oh, sir, I can't think of anything in the world more wonderful than being your butler. Except perhaps dropping dead.
Alphonse, please stop fighting with the butler. Let's either neck or eat.
You better eat, or then it'll get cold.
You better neck or Dawson will get cold.
Teacher, that does it. After a crack like that, I wouldn't want you as my butler.
I wouldn't want to work for you, sir.
Why not?
Because your girlfriends are too ugly. Cheerio!
Whenever a great sky, I don't mind the great sky. You make them blue, sunny boy. When they forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. And when I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so.
The Al Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.